Three, two, one.
Here we go! All right, I am here at Health 2025 in Las Vegas, and I have met a new friend, Kyle Guerin, Director of CSR at Henry Schein. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad I sat down.
I'm so glad you sat down over salad. So why don't I give you a chance to share who you are and what you do?
Thank you. So I work for a healthcare solutions company, Henry Schein. We are 92 years old, so we've been around for a while. We are based out of Melville, New York, and we provide everything you could imagine to office-based doctors and dentists, from the chairs to the gloves to the masks and everything in between. And I have the privilege of being in charge of Henry Schein Cares, which is our philanthropic arm of the organization.
I love that. And as we were just chatting a moment ago, I think you were sharing some really incredible emotional stories that, you know, we were talking about how health is largely about AI and tech. And what you are sharing is a gap that is not often discussed at health, which is philanthropy and CSR. So tell me more about that.
Oh, man, I hope that's okay and I don't upset anybody. But, you know, I think when you come to a conference like this, you want to see the innovation geared towards health outcomes and towards making the world a better place and providing access to care to individuals that maybe can't find it. And so I always like to go around and again, we're not a nonprofit. We're a for-profit business, no margin, no mission. And yet when you walk around, I always like to come under the watchful eye of how can we advance access to care and how can we just bring that philanthropic angle, even if it meant something like, could we pack some hygiene kits for homeless people or for the Ronald McDonald House? There should be some little piece of philanthropy in everything we do.
Absolutely. And I love that you said no margin, no mission, or no mission, no margin, because that is something that when we work with health systems that we talk about a lot, and many of them, you know, some are nonprofit, some are for-profit, but across the board, the mission is so important, and health systems have to serve everyone. And at the same time, they have to, you know, make that margin in order to do so. So one thing that we really think about a lot is purpose and how to bring that forward in work. And you have just such a phenomenal purpose. Share with me a little bit of the work that you've done to crystallize that purpose and some of the ways that comes to life in the world.
Yeah, I would say I have one of those jobs, right, that is at the where purpose and profit get to meet. And I think the beauty of that is, you know, we all kind of are searching for to have meaning in whatever we do. And we can do that, right? I mean, I love the work you're doing of telling stories and helping reimbursement rates. And I think some of the beauty that I've gotten to see is I get to see clinicians when they're at their best. And usually when you can take the money out of a clinician's mindset and they can just focus on why they became a clinician, I've seen the most incredible dentistry done in rural Ethiopia where they've saved people's lives that if they weren't there and they weren't able to take out the infection, somebody would have died. I've seen 3D printing, people printing dentures in rural Bahamas and providing not only people, you know, you're extracting teeth to get people out of pain, but then just like anyone else, who wants to be missing their front two teeth? Who wants to go without being able to eat? So to be able to then print something on site is so powerful. So, you know, like we keep talking about, you have to make money to do all these things. Nothing is free. But when you can remind people that there's a patient on the other side of that, when it's not just about billing codes or the latest innovation, every innovation should come to make us healthier. And I think that's the area that I just want to remind clinicians of why. I mean, that's been my mission of just why did you go into this? And when you can keep that purpose at the center of it, it makes your job so much easier because from a clinician standpoint, healthcare is hard. And so being able to remind themselves that this is why I went into it every single day. And that's important.
Wow. That was really beautifully said. And I think what I love about there's so many things I love about what you just said, but thinking about clinicians specifically, you know, there's been a burnout crisis. I feel like that word is overplayed in a way, but there has been. And I think part of it is just this constant push to see more patients, get more done, And to your point, telling those stories that are really purpose-driven, but then implementing tech that allows that to actually happen, right? So you mentioned like 3D printing, and tech, of course, is exciting and glitzy and glamorous, but it's not helpful unless it has that actual purpose that impacts someone's life. So I'm very curious. I mean, you just said it all so packaged so beautifully. You connected clinicians and their purpose with the overarching org purpose with tech. That's a lot of hard work to say that very succinctly. So I would love to hear, especially for the marketers listening and for the, you know, healthcare leaders listening, what was the hard work that you did to really crystallize all of that? And what have you seen in terms of how that has either engaged clinicians or how that has made an impact from a philanthropic standpoint?
Wow, you just said a mouthful. You know, I think it's been, for me personally, I love people. And I'm a connector at heart. I have no real skills other than I like people. And I like what, I mean, you and I just started, I asked to sit down. You were gracious enough to let me. And we just started talking. And when you can talk and yet listen more so, then you start to see how can we solve these problems. I was just at a booth over here. And I was just curious because like it was a heart thing. And I'm like, okay, well, we're trying to talk more about prevention. I don't care, take as good a care of myself as I should. And they were telling me about their product. And it was this pill box that reminds you to take your pills. Now, I have a son who has special health care needs. And one of the challenges we have is, did you take your medication every day? And we don't always know. And we can tell if he hasn't. But then we just started talking. And it was like, well, have you ever thought of how this could be used for this? Now, I don't know if that'll happen or if they'll adjust their product. But I think when you're willing to just, and that's the beauty of everyone in this room. They saw a problem and they saw, how can I solve it? And that's the innovation. There are so many smart people in here. But I think the beauty of what you and I do and marketers are, we have to be able to listen to each other. And we can't just be here like, let me just tell you, is like, sit and I will verbally vomit at you and I will tell you everything you need to do. And everything about my product, and yet not have the conversation back and forth. So I think when we can come together, listen to each other, and work together, the collaboration. One of the beauties of Henry Schein is, our best thing is connecting the dots for solving solutions. We're a distributor, so we bring in our partners, we bring in our stakeholders, and we're just here to solve big solutions. But we can't do it alone, and that's the providers and the clinicians. I mean, so you've got incredible clinicians. But if they don't have a great front desk, if they don't have great assistance, you're probably not coming back. You're probably not going. If I can't get an appointment, if I can't, you know, if billing's not easy, if I can't get online and do things, like, so when we all collaborate together, I think that's when true change and impact gets made.
Wow, that is pretty powerful. I'll ask you one last question here. I think just coming off of what you just shared, one thing that I love about health is that collaboration. The fact that everyone is so open to just chat and brainstorm and share. And, you know, you were just at a booth and brainstorming with someone. And I think the sessions are so inspiring. I always leave here just rallied and ready to go. Yeah. So is there maybe one thing that you've heard or seen in the last, I don't know, 4 hours, 24 hours of being here that you'd want to share for those who are not here?
Yeah, I think for me personally, it's this idea of overall oral health being connected to overall health, right? So I've spent most of my career in dentistry. And like, if you come to a cool health conference like this, people are not stoked to go learn about their oral health. They're thinking like, well, you know, either my teeth look fine, they're not hurting me. We don't think about our, you know, my one buddy was clowning me because my numbers were bad because I did the oral DNA screening of a salivary testing. He's like, bro, you're a mess. And I think the idea that we have to take our whole body seriously and really, you know, we don't think about those things until they're broken. And I think the beauty of this is, how do we flip healthcare on its head to where we're preventing? And I think so many things, that idea of prevention is so simple, yet we're not moving the needle on that fast enough. So often, whether it's, you know, we're now, it's cancer and it's too late, or, you know, heart disease, or all those things that are preventable if we would just get in front of it. And that's the technology that I'd love to see more and more people geared towards, right? It's not how can I process payments faster? I mean, those are all important because that focuses us back on care, but it's how can we use the technology to truly get people more educated faster, you know, screening things, get being able to do scans cheaper and more effective and more regularly so that we're saving money down the line because we're all healthier because of it. So I don't know. That's my long-winded answer of what I'd love to see at health, but this is rad. It's my first time and I'm having a great time.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we met because I'm really inspired chatting with you. And I think your call to action was really awesome just now. And just thinking about, you know, all the ways that you are, you know, preventing health issues and bringing it to places that really need it, whether it is Ethiopia, as you mentioned, or the Bahamas, or here in the U.S., here in America. So I just appreciate you sharing your story because I think it's a really important story that people need to hear and be inspired by. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. One last story. So 2 weeks ago, I was in the Dominican Republic, and I think I was telling you earlier, and we were at a bate. So we were in a sugarcane field where they basically create these villages for people to live and work. And the idea was no one here has any dentistry. They just don't have access to care. And the health outcomes for them, they think, well, if I'll eat this sugar cane, it's good for me because it's from the earth, right? Yet what a destruction, a destroyer to their teeth. And so as we're coming in and we're able to provide the care that they need, to provide the services that they need, and the beautiful collaboration of a U.S. dental school, a private organizations and companies, there was Dominican Republican dental schools, there was a supplier partner, all these people coming together for the care of this population. And then it's the sustainable care where everyone is, you know, they're coming back on a regular basis and we're monitoring and we're taking their blood pressure and we're taking their diabetes screening. That's the beauty of what's possible. And the energetic heart of these students that at the very beginning of your career, you're already creating this idea of serving their community, that now they've got the bug and they're going to bring it through their practice. And that's the model that we of collaboration and care and inspiration and health outcomes that something like this has the opportunity to pull together. So that's my call to action. Get out and serve, right? Get out and serve. Let's go.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for sharing that story because it's just a wonderful way to tie it all up and, you know, share a real story of what that collaboration really looks like. So thank you. For anyone listening who's at health, come find Kyle. And
one night only. I'm leaving today. I'm only here one night only. So
all right. So we have hours remaining. So we'll send folks to come find you to hear more stories.
I'll be at the Oral Health Pavilion. Come check it out. Henry Schein Cares, PDS Health, and CareQuest.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for chatting.
3, 2, 1.